the week's cases for the week ending September 12th, 2025, by Alvin Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. Detaining Latinos for immigration investigations is proper, says one justice. This case is appropriately getting massive publicity, but there's no opinion. This is just an unsigned stay order. What you're hearing about is Kavanaugh's concurrence, not the court's opinion. And even the concurrence only allows racism in the context of immigration detentions, not state criminal investigations. We may be headed down a cliff where reasonable cause to detain can be based on racist factors or classist factors, but we're not there yet. Noem versus Perdomo, 2025-9825-25A-169. 2025 Westlaw 2585637 U.S. Supremes. Failure to present evidence of a crime at prelim bars charging that crime later. The DA is barred from filing charges in an information which weren't shown at the prelim. Quote, a defendant thus cannot be prosecuted for an offense not shown by the evidence at the preliminary hearing or not arising out of the transaction upon which the commitment was based, close quote. Calhoun, 38 Calat 5th, 275 at 303. In this murder case, on the morning of trial, the DA moved to add a count of conspiracy to commit murder. The judge, of course, permitted this, but the prelim transcript failed to show any evidence of the crime of conspiracy to commit murder. The AG argues that there was such evidence because the DA presented evidence that the defendant was a member of a gang. The Court of Appeals says that proof that a defendant is a member of a gang isn't enough to establish a conspiracy. Quote, our Supreme Court recently cautioned that proof of common gang membership alone is not enough to establish participation in a criminal conspiracy. The effect of such a rule would be to criminalize mere association with gang members, which the law forbids, close quote, citing Ware, 14 Cal 5th, 151 at 168. The conspiracy conviction is reversed. People versus Orozco, B329413-91025-CA 2nd Division 8. Judge cannot dismiss strikes just to give an inmate elderly parole. I'm pretty sure that Justice Egan published this three-page opinion just so that he could say this as his opening sentence. Quote, Jack Mills, a convicted three-striker, wants to be eligible for elderly parole. The short answer is no, close quote. The sentence just quoted has all those phrases in quotation marks for no good reason that I can think of. I guess he thinks it's being cute. Not. This defendant had two strike priors. The judge sentenced the defendant, striking one of the strike priors. The elderly parole statute, Penal Code Section 3055, specifies that an inmate with a strike prior is ineligible for elderly parole. The defendant appealed, saying that his parole eligibility date is beyond his life expectancy, so he should be eligible for elderly parole. Egan rejects this, but he also uncorks this travesty. Quote, dismissing a strike or two strikes so that a defendant might be eligible for elderly parole is not a lawful reason to remove a defendant from the letter and spirit of the three strikes rule or the fair import of Romero, 13 Cal 4th, 479. I say, why not? Peel versus Mills, B334998-9925-CA 2nd Division 6. Unauthorized sentences cannot be addressed by non-statutory motions. I love it when appellate courts duel to the death on tiny procedural points equivalent to debating the number of angels that can dance on the head of a pin. The defendant was convicted, appealed, and lost. He then filed what the Court of Appeal calls a freestanding petition, which was a motion to vacate $954.68 in court fees and assessments. The Court of Appeal rules, quote, where a defendant whose conviction is final files a statutorily unauthorized freestanding petition, both the court below and this court lack jurisdiction to consider the arguments raised therein, thus the appeal must be dismissed. Close quote. Not so fast. What about Codina, 92 Calat 5th, 976, where the Court of Appeals said, quote, the imposition of a sentence unauthorized by law is a jurisdictional error that may be corrected whenever it comes to the court's attention, even if correction requires imposition of a longer sentence, close quote. This Court of Appeals says that Codina is wrong, relying on Boyd, 103 Calat 5th, 56, which disagreed with Codina, saying, quote, the availability of habeas corpus relief to correct unauthorized sentences suggests that trial courts do not have inherent jurisdiction to correct such sentences, close quote, since habeas relief would then be superfluous. We now have a split on whether unauthorized sentences can be addressed by motions, but everyone agrees that habeas relief lies. So why are we agonizing over this? Beal versus Garcia, E08355210 9A25CA4th Division 2. Brandishing a firearm causing fear is an objective test, no actual fear required. The judge granted the defense Penal Code Section 995 motion, dismissing this Penal Code Section 417.3 charge of brandishing a firearm and an occupant of a motor vehicle, quote, in a threatening manner against another person in such a way as to cause a reasonable person apprehension or fear of bodily harm, close quote. The judge dismissed the case, ruling that there was no evidence that the brandishing caused the driver any subjective fear. The Court of Appeal reverses, saying, quote, we hold the statute sets forth an objective test about causing fear and does not require a victim to subjectively experience it, close quote. Beal versus Ball, G064274, filed 813.25, published 9925, CA 4th, Division 3.